From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Ukraine says it never shipped defense technology to North Korea. That denial coming after the New York Times reported the North may have purchased rocket engines from a Ukrainian factory in the black market. U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert was asked about the report Tuesday.
That's an issue that we would take very seriously if that were to be the case. There have been a lot of UN Security Council resolutions, and they obligate all nations, including Ukraine, to prevent transfers of sensitive technology to the DPRK.
The report comes amid growing concerns about the rapid development of the North's missile program, including a recent test of intercontinental ballistic missiles. Bruce Bennett is a defense analyst with the RAND Corporation.
Well, I think we probably still have some information to figure out, but if the North Koreans have figured out how to make the engines, the Ukrainians almost certainly helped them. They're the ones who were producing the engine of the size and character that we believe North Korea's used from the evidence that's available.
Reuters quotes a U.S. intelligence official as suggesting the North may have the ability to produce rocket engines domestically. Another said missile improvements could involve recruited foreign scientists or North Koreans educated abroad. Meanwhile, Russia and China have called for talks between Washington and Pyongyang to ease tensions. Nearly 30 people were killed, dozens wounded Tuesday by explosives detonated by suicide bombers at a marketplace in the northeast Nigerian village of Mandarari near Maiduguri and a nearby refugee camp. The Boko Haram insurgency is suspected. In Kenya, suspected al-Shabaab militants killed five policemen in an ambush in the country's rest of northeast, stealing weapons and setting a vehicle on fire. The attack occurred Tuesday in Garissa County. This is VOA News. Sierra.